Give you all a very warm welcome to this morning's worship service. We are grateful to our own Master who will be leading this time and bringing to us God's Word. We meet later on today at 5:30 and the evening service is at 6. Thank you.
His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than the Lord of dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Let us come down to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and ever blessed God, we come to thee. O Lord, we thank thee for thy favour. We thank thee for thy presence, and we were reminded of that, O Lord, in the opening call this morning. For glorious things are said of Zion, and so they are, because thou hast drawn near. O, we pray that we might be aware of thee, that we might be helped in thy presence further, strengthened in thy presence. Help us to worship thee in spirit and in truth. We come to give thee the glory, for glory is due to thee. Help us to make thy praise glorious. We thank thee we can come, mindful of our beloved Saviour, and for that fatherly forgiveness because of him, and that which we must seek now. Oh, we thank thee for our Saviour, how precious he is. Make him more precious to us. May our love ripen and increase in view of him. O, hear our prayers. We come to thee. Blessed be thy glorious name. For Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen.
We turn to our first praise, Psalm number 8, and we're singing verses 1 to 9 to the tune Warwick. Psalm number 8, verses 1 through to verse 9. Our wedding in all the earth, Lord our Lord, is thy name. Who has thy glory far above the starry grave. Some of the great, the tune is Warwick, and we're going to sing the whole of the psalm.
How excellent is
Bye.
18. And the servant of the prophet said unto Elisha, Behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make a place where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, Where fell it? And he showed them the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither. And the iron did swim. Therefore said he, Take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel, and took counsel with his servants, saying, In such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God said unto the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Assyria sent to the place which the man of God told him, and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, None, my lord, O king, but Elisha. The prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host and host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with him. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord, and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his precious word. We turn to our second praise. We'd like to copy this letter this morning. Psalm 46, verses 1 to 7, and the tune is Stroudwater. Psalm 46, verses 1 through to verse 7. God is our refuge and our strength in straits of present need. Therefore, although the earth removes, we will not be afraid. Psalm 46, the tune is Stroudwater, verses 1 to 7. God is our refuge. Therefore, But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his precious word. Let us come again now to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. O gracious God, we do thank thee for thy mercy. And we've been reminded this morning that thou art in the midst and help is there. And thou dost help right early. Oh, we thank thee for the help of thy sufficient grace, thy strengthening grace that we have known. We thank thee that thou art a refuge for us in times of straits or trouble. Such a refuge thou art, such as we need and when we need it. Oh, we thank thee that thou art our refuge. Oh, we come to thee now by way of faith in prayer. And we do desire to give thee our thanks. We have been reminded there of being a thankful people. And we do bring our thanksgivings to thee today as we seek thy face. Thou hast been so kind to us. We thank thee for thy electing grace and saving grace. We thank thee for our precious Saviour who came into the world. Oh, he is the unspeakable gift. And may he be more to us as that unspeakable gift today and in days to come, that we will be lost in wonder more often at him, in view of him, that we would hardly be able to know what to say in view of his preciousness, his grace, love and kindness. He is the unspeakable gift. Oh, we pray that we would know much of him in our lives, that we would grow in grace. Therefore, help us to be putting off the deeds of the old man. And as we have been reminded this morning, that we will be putting on that which is right as thy people. Help us, O Lord, in these things. Oh, may much kindness and love and grace be evident in our hearts, even today. And as the days pass, O Lord, we pray, help us in these things, we beseech thee. Help us to grow in grace. For we look forward to that day when our bodies shall be raised and we shall be like him. But here upon earth may we be more like him in our hearts, we beseech thee. O deal with us, mold us. Lord, use thy word to help us, that we might grow more like him. We do thank thee for thy goodness towards us throughout another week, for our coming out and going out and coming in. Thou hast blessed, O Lord. We give thee thanks for thy preserving, thy keeping. We thank thee for the food we have eaten, the clothes we have worn, the places, the homes we have stayed in. We give thee praise, O Lord. We do pray that thou be with us as a fellowship. We pray particularly for those not able to be with us today. We pray for Harmony. We pray that she would make a good recovery. We pray also for Ralph, be with her as well. We do pray for Serenity. Be with her in these final few days. May the little ones soon safely be delivered. Oh Lord, we pray for Serenity. We pray for her husband as well. A little Scarlet at this time. We pray soon there will be much joy in that home again. We beseech thee. Lord, do be with us then as a fellowship go before us. Lead us and guide us. Undertake for us in every way. We do pray that thou would help us to be a faithful witness here, day by day, and in the places thou hast set us in. Help us to be light, but also salt in this world. We pray that we would seek to live a right way of living, that we would be salt and light in this world, O Lord. We do pray, bless the testimony here, use it for thy glory. May our people be drawn into this place. We pray for villages, that they would be drawn in and those from further afield. O Lord, open hearts and open eyes, we beseech thee. May our love shine forth in this church, into this community, and may people know that we love thee through our love, O Lord, and may they be drawn further to us, we beseech thee. We do thank thee for the prayer meeting on Friday evening, and for the word given by thy servant, and help us to remember thy providence as we think forth there at the life of Joseph. O Lord, we would pray that thou would hear the prayers offered on Friday in our prayers now. Remember this nation, we need thee, O Lord. Remember the church of the nation. Look down from heaven and visit where thou art looking, O Lord. Come in it in a way we have not seen before. We would also remember Israel at this time. Oh, we pray for Israel. We pray for peace in Israel. Yes, we can look at that psalm in view of the church as we go to the book of Hebrews. But Lord, we also pray for Israel as the nation, that there will come peace, bring deliverance, be with them at this time. Oh Lord, we pray, and we pray even through these things, men would be pointed to thee. We pray for many a Jew, that they would seek Christ at this time. Take away the veil, open the eyes, Lord. Oh, may they seek the Saviour, the true Messiah. Oh, we pray for this at this time. Oh, Lord, we pray for Israel. We do pray for those families that have lost little children. Oh, Lord, what cruelty has been known in that place. Oh, we pray for mothers who have lost little children. We pray for those that mourn. Lord, we pray for those who need our particular prayers at this time now. So Lord, hear us, bless thy word to us, speak to us through thy word. Oh Lord, give strength and help. Open our eyes to see the chariots of fire by faith, O Lord. Hear us now. We come to thee. We bless thee and adore thee. Bless all the children here. We thank thee for them. For those that love thee, strengthen them. For those who are strangers to grace, that it please thee that thou would open hearts. Do the young people undertake for them, particularly those in the school. Just come alongside them and help them, we pray. So hear us now in our prayers. We give thee the glory and we give thee the praise. Blessed be thy glorious name, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen.
We turn to our third psalm, the 133rd psalm, the tune is Eastgate. Behold how good a thing it is, and how becoming well, together as such as brethren are, in unity to dwell. The 133rd psalm, and the tune is Eastgate.
Behold how good it is.
Yeah.
In a few weeks' time, we will return to our series in Matthew. But at this present time, I'd like us to notice a number of texts in Scripture which are so helpful and encouraging to us. Some individual texts from a few weeks, but we will return to Matthew in the future, and there are many precious things for us to learn in that series in Matthew. But let's this morning turn to 2 Kings chapter 6, and you'll find my text in verse 17. 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 17. And Elisha prayed and said, "The Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. The congregation, the psalmist said in Psalm 56, verse 3, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." In a difficult situation when the enemy has come near, fear can arise in the soul. At such a time, one should flee unto the Lord. We're to make our way unto him. When you're fearful, to the Lord you must go. "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." That's our promise, isn't it? That's our resolve. That's our vow. But if we're honest, we've not kept the promise, have we? We've not kept our resolve. But all to resolve before the Lord, and then to take action. "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." And sometimes we so need help and encouragement to go to the Lord in prayer, to grasp him by faith, to put our confidence in him, because we so struggle, like the young man here before us on this occasion. Now there was a warning against Israel by the king of Syria. And being informed of Elisha, God's servant, troops were sent to apprehend him in Dothan. And that brings us to verse 14. "Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots, and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about." So this great host came. But the servant became so fearful. And what do we read in verse 15? "When the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, master, how shall we do? Alas, master, how shall we do?" You see the fear, the panic in the heart of the servant. He saw the great multitude. He was plunged into fear. "Alas, master, how shall we do?" Well, Elisha responds in verse 16, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." You see Elisha, he's exercising faith, he's focused on the Lord, and with such calmness, he speaks to his servant, "Fear not." After speaking to his servant, he then prays. Verse 17, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And his prayer was answered. The Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. They had come, they had been informed about Elisha, but in this vision, the horses and chariots of fire were round about Elisha. The servant was encouraged and strengthened. Well, let's come directly to these words here, particularly in verse 17, but we'll also note verses 15 and 16. And first of all, we'll consider fear, secondly, faith, thirdly, prayer offered, and fourthly, prayer answered. Faith, fear, prayer offered, and prayer answered. But first of all, fear. Come with me again to verse 15. "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" The servant had been with Elisha. The servant would have been aware of the strength of Elisha's faith. But he seeing the great multitude, so struggled and was plunged into fear. Fear took hold upon his soul. They were compassed and he was plunged into fear. We cannot but think of those in Israel who were plunged into great fear a week ago Saturday and since that time. Think of the little children gripped in fear. And some of them before they were brutally killed. But oh, what fear has gripped so many in Israel. Yes, in Gaza as well. Little children, young people, and adults as well, gripped in fear for this young man. And asked my master, how shall we do? You recall those that came against Jehoshaphat to war. In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 1, we read, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. It's interesting there, Jehoshaphat, he feared. Fear took hold of his soul. That's the meaning there. He was in fear. But what did he do? He sought the Lord and proclaimed a fast. We read in verse 4, Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. There was this fear, not only in Jehoshaphat's heart, but in the hearts of others. But they came to ask help of the Lord. And there's a lesson there, when we are plunged in fear, we're to trust the Lord, as we see in Psalm 56, verse 3, and we're there to ask help of him. For fear took hold of this servant, and asked my master, how shall we do? It's not pleasant, is it, when fear takes hold in the heart? There can be this dread welling up in the soul, and it disturbs the mind. Perhaps your mind is disturbed at this present time because of fear. And ask my master, how shall we do? It can take such an effect upon you. It can affect your mind. It can affect you physically. Now there was fear because of the enemy. And we can know fear because of the enemy, particularly the devil. How he hates you. How he hates me. He wants to harm you. We need to recognize that. In 1 Peter 5 verse 8 we read, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's a roaring lion. At times he'll whisper, but at other times he'll roar to put you in fear. And he walketh about. He's seeking. And so at times he draws near, he fires a fiery dart at you. Or he'll whisper. We need to remember that he's walking about. Be sober, be vigilant, be on your guard. We're not ignorant, are we? What do we read in 2 Corinthians 2 verse 11? Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, but we are not ignorant of his devices. We're not ignorant, are we? How important is to watch and pray. What do we read in Matthew 26, verse 41? Our Lord said to his disciples, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Watch and pray. Now it's interesting there. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And your physical makeup and your weariness can have an effect on your heart. See, we're all so compassionate there to inform us of that. How we need to be watching and praying. Remembering that our flesh is weak. We need to be on our guard when we're weary. We need to be on our guard when we might think we're far from danger. Because that's often when the devil comes. The Puritan Thomas Watson wrote, Satan watches his time. And when we least suspect, then he throws in a temptation. Satan loves to sow seeds of doubt and whisper to make you fearful. Other enemies can make you fearful as well. Maybe somebody in the workplace or school. They trouble you. They put you into fear. And you say, alas, my master, how shall we go? You feel surrounded, maybe, in the places you find yourself in. What's going to happen? It's not pleasant, is it, when we feel ourselves surrounded by the enemy? Turn with me to Psalm 57, verse 4. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. There they are. And they have their weapons ready to hurt you and attack you. Not a weapon of steel, but something that can cause you more hurt. Their words, their tongue is a sharp sword. And as a result of wielding that sword, one can be plunged into fear. Remember the situation in Nehemiah 3, the enemies of the people. And what did Nehemiah say in Nehemiah 6, verse 9? For they all made us afraid, all of us, including Nehemiah. God's servants can be fearful at times. They all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it may not be done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. We suddenly can be fearful. But do you see Nehemiah again? What's he doing? He's trusting the Lord. He's approaching the Lord in prayer. People can be so unkind. Words can be said. And fear can arise in your heart. And it can drain you. It can trouble you. As a result, you could be anxious. Just think of this young servant here. Alas, my master, how shall we do? He's fearful, perplexed, and anxious. And sometimes we arrive at that place. Yes, we know the Lord is our refuge, and he's in the midst. But we think of the enemy. Alas, my master, how shall we do? And so at times, certain ones will come to the pastor. What's going to happen? And pastors can find themselves going to the Lord. What's going to happen? Alas, my master, how shall we do? Well, let's move on and consider secondly this morning, faith. Faith. Coming into verse 16. And he answered, fear not. The servant, alas, my master, how should we do? There's this great army. Elisha says, fear not. He's focused. He's exercising faith. What does he say to the servant? For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Now the servant, if he had faith, his faith was shaken. And sometimes our faith is shaken. Elijah, predecessor to Elisha, his faith was shaken when he was in exile because of Jezebel and her unkind words. And the Lord came to him, what doest thou here, Elijah? There was Elijah, his faith was shaken. He was depressed, dejected, cast down, feeling on his own. It happens. Sometimes our faith can be shaken. When the devil approaches, when our enemies surround. Remember Asaph, his faith was shaken. Psalm 73, verse 1. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as of a clean heart. But as for me, there it is. He's looking at Israel, the people of God. He belongs to them. You see, his faith is shaken. As for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps were well nigh slipped. And I was envious at the foolish, and I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is found. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. His faith was shaken. It seemed to be going well for his enemies, for those that oppose him. They seemed to be strong when he was weak. The pathway seemed plain for them when it was crooked for him. Until I went to the sanctuary of God, then I understood there in the house of God, in the presence of God, under the word of God, through the Spirit, his faith was strengthened, but before it being shaken. There are times when our faith is shaken. We want to focus, but we find it hard to focus. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ, he came to the disciples in the storm, Matthew 8, verse 26. And he said this to them after he had come, while just before, "Why ye fearful, ye of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. He says it graciously to me in times, and to you in a loving way. Like the disciples, our faith can be shaken when the waves of affliction come in on my soul. Oh, ye of little faith. He says it lovingly. Oh, ye of little faith. We can be shaken. But you consider Elisha. His faith was strong. Fear not, he says to his servant, for there be many which are, for there be, for they that be with us are more than they that be with him. Fear not. His faith was strong. He had that gift of faith that was put within by the Lord. And we see the exercise of it here. And a fruit. He was calm. Have you this gift of faith? The blessing of the Spirit has come and put faith in your heart. What a precious gift it is. We learn of it there in Ephesians 2. Just a gift of God. What a gift. For through the gift of faith, we embrace the unspeakable gift. We receive him as we read in John 1, verse 12. What a blessing to have received Christ by faith and to exercise faith in our lives. That's a great blessing, isn't it? To have the gift of faith and the exercise of faith, as we see in the Song of Solomon and the third chapter. There'd been a time of difficulty, but then I found him. And what do we read? I held him. We hold him with the arms of faith nearer to us. We are holding him all the time, as it were, in the arms of faith. But there are those times when we so exercise faith, I held him and would not let him go. Oh, he's there. I, as it were, see him. I will not let him go. Elisha, his faith was strong. What a blessing to have faith, but all we need to exercise faith. We need to grasp the scriptures. Looking to the Lord and grasping the scriptures. Now consider Elisha was focused. How is your focus this morning? Maybe you're focused now, but in an hour you find yourself struggling. And that may be how it is at the moment. You're refocusing, but then you're struggling again. What a blessing to have faith that you can refocus. And you can, if it be just for a few moments, rest your weary soul on Jesus. How is it with your focus? Down at Motherford years ago, I was taken there by my auntie. There used to be a telescope. It's not there anymore, sadly, children, so don't go looking for it in Motherford. It's not there. But it used to be a highlight on the walk for me as a child with my auntie Irene, who's now with the Lord. Can I have 20p? Sometimes my mum and dad would take me there, and they didn't have much money, but Auntie Irene gave me the 20p. And I put the 20p in the slot, and then I would look through, but what did you have to do? You had to focus, so you could see the needles and the lighthouse on the other side of the water. We have the gift of faith, but we need to focus. We need to exercise faith. We need to focus on the Lord and his word. We have saving faith, but we need to focus. And we need to look to his word. And as we look to the word and we read the word, to lay hold of it by faith. Now what do we read in Romans 8 verse 31? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? There's the word of God. But we, like the servant at times, say, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" We need to be focused like Elisha. Fear not. We need to lay hold of the truth. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. We know it's true. If God be for us, who can be against us? We believe it, but let's believe it. Do you understand? We do believe it, but let's believe it. But it's not easy, is it? When there's a great host against us, but oh, to be like Elisha. Believing what we believe in the scriptures. Mrs. Elisha, what does he say? Fear not. Just notice again verse 15. "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" Fear not. Comes the response. Fear not. You consider Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and he entered into Judah. We're told in 2 Chronicles 32, verse 1. Hezekiah, what do we read? Verse 6. And he set captains of war over the people and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city and spake comfortably to them, saying, "Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us than with him. With him is the other flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. It's Hezekiah, he gathers the people, endured the great multitude that had come against them, and he speaks comfortably to them. He speaks in a way that helped them to know calm, but particularly the words he said, inspired of the Lord, brought great calm to them. Here's Elisha, he's speaking comfortably. Fear not. Elisha understands the servant. And it's important that when we speak to calm someone, that we have an understanding. Fear not, says Elisha. Exercise faith like Elisha. Remember the Lord is with you. Now Elisha was exercising faith as he spake, and that was a help to the servant. And you know, it's one thing we can give a verse of scripture, and the Lord uses it. But an extra blessing is this, when we speak, that we exercise faith. So that the person listening to us, yes, they're looking to the Lord. They're giving me this text because they're believing it. You know, it can be a great help for others to see our faith being exercised. When we speak. Now we have such verses in the Word of God, as Isaiah 55 verse 4, "Say to them that of a fearful heart be strong. Say to them." And say it. Exercising faith. Fear not. All the precious promises we have in the Word of God to help us in affliction. And we consider that the Lord himself brings comfort so that we can comfort others in affliction. In 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3 we read, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them in that which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." One knowing comfort can be help to comfort others. Elisha knew comfort, and he was a comfort to his servant. He looked to the Lord and he spake to his servant, "Fear not." Oh, let the Lord use you. You who have known comfort. Then he hears these words. Fear not. Here's Elisha. He speaks to them. Exercising faith, and he speaks them with such calm. Remember the children of Israel pinned in by the Red Sea, the Egyptians were on top of them. And Moses was focused on the Lord there in straits, and he said to the people, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." Fear ye not. There was panic. You think of the children. And I would have been one of the children running around. What's going to happen? But there's Moses. Fear not. Fear not, stand still. I said to someone Friday evening, it's not easy to sit still, is it? I don't mean you children. I mean us adults. Sit still, says the Lord. Fear not, stand still. Exercise faith in view of the enemy. Fear not, says Elisha. What words of comfort. Fear not. Why do we have so many verses in scripture? Be not afraid. Oh, fear not, because we do get fearful often, if we're honest. The Lord knows we get fearful often because there's so many verses in scripture for us about being calm. Fear not. For example, Isaiah 41 verse 10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I am with you, says the Lord, and I will always be with you, because I am thy covenant God. You're strengthened again and again because of me, and I have hold of your hand." There were some times when I was walking with my father. He held my hand, but I didn't realise it, because I was daydreaming. There's times when we don't realise the Lord has hold of our hand, but he does. "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand," Isaiah 41 verse 13, "saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee." Fear not, I will help thee. Great army had come. There's fear in the heart of the servant. But Elisha, with faith exercise, says, "Fear not. Fear not." Have you heard the word of the Lord? Fear not. We'll just consider those shepherds who were tending to the flock by night. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. But then they hear the gospel. Fear not. Fear not. There's good tidings of the Saviour that is born. Have you known that word in the gospel? You see, one becomes fearful to some measure. Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Oh, what a gospel it is to bring calm to the soul. Have you known this gospel? Psalm 89 verse 15, "Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound." They hear it, but they know it. Do you know the gospel in your soul? Fear not. All is well for my soul. My Saviour has died for me. He will keep me to the last. Fear not. Have you known that fear not in the gospel? If you have, you'll keep hearing those words, fear not in affliction. Fear not. What a blessing to have the gift of faith. All is well for me in view of Christ. I focus on that. And in my life I can keep looking unto him who is the author and finisher of my faith. Fear not, says Elisha to the servant. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. All to exercise faith, we have a great God. Who is in the midst, we sang earlier in Psalm 46, who will never leave us nor forsake us. A great God in the midst. Let us focus on him as a people. And let us live in the light of him. The chariots of fire will have to wait for that. But oh, just remember, there's the angel of the covenant that encompasses round about us, who draws near to us in a special way. Look unto him, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. There are times when we're prone to fear. Alas, my master, how shall we do? What's going to happen? Follow the example of Elisha. Exercise faith. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And the Lord bless his word. For his name's sake. Amen. We turn to our final praise. Psalm 18, verses 1 to 9. And the tune is main. Psalm 18, verses 1 to 9. Rather, we're going to sing from verse 28 to verse 32. Psalm 18, verses 28 to verse 32, particularly those words in verse 28, the Lord my God will also make my darkness to be light. By thee through troops of men I break, and them discomfort all, and by my God assisting me, I overleap a wall. Psalm 18, we're going to sing from verse 28 through to verse 32, and the tune is Lord.
The Lord will
Thank you.